The loss of Columbia means the U.S. is down to just 3 manned spacecraft. NASA and Congress must decide whether to build more. If they do, the task will be much more expensive than replacing the shuttle Challenger, which exploded in 1986. NPR's John Hamilton reports there is little need for a new spacecraft resembling the remaining shuttles.
After NASA lost the Challenger, it began building a replacement almost immediately. That was feasible because the agency had a collection of spare parts that included an extra shuttle body and a set of wings. Donald Emero is an engineer from Boeing who spent more than 22 years working on the shuttle program. He says this time NASA would have to find another solution.
That was the only set of spares that was bought. Now the production lines, of course, have been shut down for a long time, so you no longer have that luxury of having a complete set of spares.
Emero says ramping up the old shuttle production line would be prohibitively expensive, so any future shuttles would start with a new design. What they'd look like, he says, would depend on what NASA wanted them to do.
If it's exactly the same mission, then the vehicle that you'd get would probably look essentially the same as the one we have today, with internal components and external components that may be upgraded, you know, to today's technology.
That would make it lighter, stronger, and perhaps safer. But the government is unlikely to build anything like the shuttle again. That's partly because NASA admits the shuttle program has never accomplished a big part of its original mission, to fly cheaply and frequently in order to earn its keep, by putting hundreds of satellites into orbit for private industry and the military. Aerospace experts say the program suffered from unrealistic expectations.
It was clearly an attempt to do lots of things for lots of people.
George Levin spent 36 years at NASA before joining the National Academies, which advises the government in areas including science. He says the modifications needed to serve every interest group weighed down the shuttle, literally.
It got to be heavy. It got to be expensive. It was, you know, much more difficult to maintain than originally projected.
And then one of the shuttles blew up, and 7 astronauts died. After that, companies and the military began using unmanned rockets to launch satellites. Shuttles have pulled off some impressive feats. One was repairing the government's Hubble telescope while in orbit. But the ship's main purpose has become to transport astronauts and supplies to the International Space Station. And Levin says that any new spacecraft would have to be designed with that in mind.
I know right now I want to get to and from the station. I want to bring crews. I want to be able to bring up hardware, but that's very short-sighted. I mean, we're looking at 10, maybe 20 years from now. What if we decide to go to Mars or something like that?
Mars isn't a priority at NASA these days. In November, Administrator Sean O'Keefe abandoned a $5 billion plan to begin launching new shuttles by 2012. Marcia Smith, who studies NASA for the Congressional Research Service at the Library of Congress, says that decision reflected a change in priorities that will affect any new spacecraft.
They were shifting money around from some of their efforts to develop this replacement for the shuttle, putting it into shuttle upgrades to ensure that it could operate safely for the long-term future, putting money into the space station, and putting the money into something called an orbital space plane, which NASA decided that it would build to ferry crews back and forth to the space station.
A space plane could be smaller and much cheaper than present shuttles, but it would limit NASA to a less ambitious vision for its space program. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.
An audio history of manned space flight is at npr.org.